The 1884 General Conference Session. Between the Michigan camp meeting held at Jackson and the rather memorable three-day meeting held at Otsego, a three-week-long, October 30th to November 20th, General Conference Session was held in the Tabernacle in Battle Creek. It was a meeting of earnest activity in facing the challenges of a rapidly expanding work. Each day throughout the 3 weeks featured an early morning devotional service and evening preaching. Mornings and afternoons were devoted to business. Needy fields were studied, and workers moved to fill the needs. It was a very busy session. On the opening day, the newly organized Swiss Conference was received into the General Conference, and early in the session a memorial was presented by the Central European Mission. In this, the General Conference was petitioned to proceed with the development of the publishing work in Europe, including the completion of the publishing house under construction in Basel, Switzerland. It urged that W.C. White be sent to Europe at as early a date as possible, to take charge of the finishing and furnishing of this publishing house. Also, we express our earnest desire that Sister White may visit Europe, that the cause here may share the benefits of her labors and of the precious light and instruction which the Lord so graciously grants us through His servant. Both Ellen and W.C. White responded to the invitation for them to visit Europe by stating that they stood ready to go whenever God should indicate by unmistakable providences that such was their duty. Later in the session, action was taken that Elder W.C. White go to Europe to assist in the purchase of machinery for our publishing houses in Bale, Switzerland, and Christiania, Oslo, Norway, and in the placing of the publishing work there on the proper basis, and in counseling and assisting in all branches of the work in Europe. No formal action regarding Ellen White was taken at the session, but Butler, in reporting on plans for W.C. White, mentioned, "We may say in this connection that it is earnestly hoped by all the delegates at the conference that Sister White would conclude to make this trip with him, and thus greatly help and strengthen the work in the Old World. This we know would be, at her age, and with her infirmities, a step which would seem like a great sacrifice, but God could strengthen her for it." The needs of Australia also were studied in plans for the outreach of the work of the Church. In January 1875, Ellen White had been shown a publishing house there. Several times during the session there was talk of S.N. Haskell pioneering the work in this southern continent. Finally, the following actions were taken: that, in view of the great importance of spreading the truth to Earth's remotest bounds, and of opening a mission in Australia as soon as possible, Elder S.N. Haskell go to Australia next May, taking with him a competent corps of laborers to establish a mission, and that he return in time to attend the next General Conference. Ellen White took a number of the early, 5:30 a.m., ministers' meetings. Dr. J.H. Kellogg came in and presented a good series of lectures on health, well supported, of course, by Ellen White. Among the resolutions passed at the session was this: "Whereas, we have received light from the testimony of the Spirit that the health reform is a part of the present truth, and it having suffered neglect, both from our ministers and people, therefore, resolved, that we urge upon all our people, both ministers and churches, the duty and necessity of renewing their interest in this important subject, and we further request that articles on this subject be again published in our church paper." On the last day of the session, the following action was taken relating to the newly published Great Controversy: "Resolved, that we hail with great pleasure the publication of Volume 4, The Great Controversy, that, while we anxiously looked for it, expecting that it would give important information concerning the closing scenes of this world's history, we can freely say that it more than meets our most sanguine expectations, and that we earnestly urge all our people to read it carefully and prayerfully, and to use all proper means to place it before the world." Butler closed his survey of the accomplishments of the session in these encouraging words: "Our conference, though full of labor and great perplexity, was a pleasant one. The instruction given by Sister White was excellent, and such a spirit of love and union prevailed in our midst as has seldom been seen before. Some whom we feared were lost to the cause have returned to help us in bearing the burdens of the work. Our delegates go home with courage and hope.